Businessman James Peter is not a Black Stars supporter. In fact, he supports Nimana Talata, the team that finished last in the tournament. But like the thousands of other basketball fans who packed the open-air stadium in Juba to watch the games, Peter realizes that there was a bigger message to take away from this inaugural tournament in memory of South Sudan basketball legend Manut Bol.
This is a good day today. The people of the South Sudan today, all of us here, from other tribes, from the old tribes of South Sudan to join the basketball. This is a good work, yeah.
Nicola Ball is Manut Ball's cousin. He agrees with Peter that the tournament had a broader message than just playing ball.
The theme of this tournament is that sport can unite us. And under that theme, basketball is one of the most popular sports in South Sudan. If you look around today, these spectators are from all the races of South Sudan. And that is what it means, bringing them together to share something that they love, which is basketball.
Nicola Ball's wife, Achoy Chol, was the lead organizer of the tournament. She brought medals and basketball-shaped trophy from the United States for the players. She also put up 5,000 South Sudanese pounds of her own money for the winning team, which ended up being the Black Stars. Cho says the Minister of Youth and Sports, Nadia Arop Dudi, presented the players with certificates after yesterday's final. Cho says she and the rest of the organizing team are planning for the tournament to become an annual event.
This will continue. It's going to be like every year on the 19th of June, the time of his death. It has been marked now as Manut Bol Day. So every year on the same time, at the same day, it will take place in South Sudan. But we don't know at the moment because of the civil war. We are waiting for the peace. But if the peace happens really, it might be in a different state next year.
That would please 14-year-old Fiona Jasmine. She says she was inspired by the Black Stars' skills.
Yeah, they are playing well. And their style also. I like it. Yeah, I want to be like them. That is my dream.
Nicola Ball says making the dreams of young fans like Jasmine come true is one of the driving forces behind the tournament.
We are going to build more courts because we think South Sudan, in years to come, will be a powerhouse for basketball. So we hope that we have a chance to produce more Manut Bol. And that's why we want the people to forget all these things and come together, live in peace and think of our development in sports and all the sectors of the life.
Chol says that getting South Sudanese to unite through basketball was Manut Bol's dream.
Manut got a mission. His dream was basketball, education in the country. He wanted better life, better country, better future for the youth of South Sudan and the community of South Sudan in large.
Organizers say they plan to invite teams from all 10 South Sudanese states for next year's tournament. They are also trying to convince teams from other countries and maybe even some of Manut Bol's former NBA teammates to make the trip to South Sudan to take part in future tournaments to remember Manut Bol, one of South Sudan's giants on and off the court. For VOA News, I am Mugume Davis Ruakarinj.